Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our great bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, especially. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter. And don't forget to check us out on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, NATO is resetting plans for long-term consequences for Vladimir Putin by putting a permanent troop presence along the border with Russia, wherever they can do that at, in the NATO countries.
Right? We just did that.
Yep, I know, but I want to add to that something. We've got the European Union, who simultaneously is going to fast-track the Ukraine membership in what they call is an important step toward eradicating the Russian rule.
Okay. You know that?
So, normally it's what, 5 years?
Oh, I have no idea how long it...
All right, but I'll just go by the article I've got. It says normally it's 5 years. However, this time it's going to be more like a month, and they'll be members of the European Union. And I hope they can do it before Russia, you know, really puts the screws to things and makes things a lot worse for them. I hope they can. What do you think?
Interesting. I mean, we have sent troops, you know, we're doing these exercises and whatnot. So this is all stuff that should have been done last year. Last year. Not last month.
Right.
2 months ago. Last year.
Right.
I think the forensics at some point... It's going to look like, how did we let this get so far? And who's really at fault? And I think that's probably the discussions that ought to happen. Because, like I said, Putin put out a manifesto in July of last year. I think it was 8,000 words that precisely what he was going to do. In January, our director of the CIA, this past January, the director of the CIA flew to Moscow to have a meeting with Putin to tell him, hey, don't do this. And Putin wouldn't even meet with them. He got a little vacation time, went to Sochi.
Mm-hmm.
And Burns talked to Putin by phone. So in January, the director of the CIA knew this. So what was in Biden's presidential daily briefings? and why are all these world leaders, New Zealand, Germany, Slovakia, Poland, why are they all waiting until after the invasion happened to step up their game? And when they stepped up their game, they all started with sanctions.
Yeah.
When, in fact, you've got Zelensky saying, dude, we need weapons.
Right.
We need anything that fires anything.
Yep.
And he's still out there begging for that. Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this has all the shades of... and then you had our chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, who comes out and says early on that if Russia invades Ukraine, the government will fall in 72 hours. So, I mean, how much can these people get this stuff wrong? And I think that's the scary part if you look beyond Ukraine, and I don't necessarily want to do that, but if you look beyond Ukraine to China and the South China Sea and Taiwan and Solomon Islands, somebody better start getting some stuff right here.
Well, I'm not sure that they have the ability to get things right, or at least right to a certain degree, because sometimes I think they're holding back a big time, big time.
You know, why we have this agreement, I forget what it's called now, but it was signed decades ago, that warships cannot enter the Black Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And the country that manages that or throttles the traffic going in on the Black Sea is Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you got an agreement doesn't mean that you can't have waivers or exceptions in a time of war.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we don't have our warships, whatever they may be, that are virtually sitting right next to the Russian warships, virtually mm-hmm. in you know, free water?
Right.
Explain that one to me.
Yeah, well,
I mean, what are we doing here? The Navy is getting ready to decommission some of its newest ships.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, it sounds like as if they're getting ready. Russia's getting ready to backdoor. Well, and caller, hold the line. You'll be the first one up on the way back, and I'll be right back with Janice Simon and the caller that's on the telephone line. And oh, by the way, it sounds like as if Russia is going to backdoor them coming through the Black Sea. They're going to shut that down so that the only people that can go through it, it's going to be the Russian Navy. That's what it sounds like. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Monday morning. Time for some more and a little break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology that offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I am going to take it away right now and remind you that this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Geico. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost everything that you own. They also will give you coverage for things like your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. And remember, when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, and your condo insurance policy, whichever you have, together with your automobile policy, you will save a boatload of money. So, check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and you can find out anything you want to find out. And good luck to you. And that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we have Eric in East Tennessee on the line. So, good morning, Eric. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, ma'am. Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I want to publicly address this, obviously. 110% agree, ma'am, with what you're saying regarding, I'm going to backtrack here, the Solomon Islands and China and Australia and the Indo-Pacific region of Australia's dominance in the region regarding naval and sea forces. It's scary. People don't know how serious this is. When the UN, America, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations publicly tells China, their ambassador there, that if any they take any action in the Solomon Islands, of all places, that they will, in the United States, it will form a coalition to institute nearly identical sanctions that, against China that they are imposing on the Russian Federation right now. 110%. If Battle of Solomon Islands, anyone back in the day? So that's number 100% agreed. Number two, going backwards now, 3-2, the issue regarding why hasn't anything been done, or why was there a delay in acting? I'm of the opinion it was done on purpose, because if people remember, and God bless him, President Biden, for his cognitive issues, he has a lot of these gaps, these little brain farts, so to speak, that come out of his mouth. He spoke in January regarding if there will be basically a limited incursion by Russia. If there is a limited incursion by Russia, then there will be actions. Well, Russia's only technically had a limited incursions tactically, if they really look at the region regarding there. And as a matter of fact, they're in the process of exfilling. I've read some reports. They said up to 500 companies worth of men and munition, and equipment have been removed now, exfilled, so to speak. Now, that's open source type stuff. People can interpret that either way. Lastly, number one, Ms. Denise mentioned, why aren't there so-called special operations forces in theater from the West training, conducting harassment and interdiction operations? That is going on. There are organizations that are fronting as humanitarian organizations that are inserting former special operators in to train Ukrainian territorial defense, civilians, etc., on, how should I say, creating hate and discontent in the region.
Okay, you got about 30 seconds there. Right?
Yeah, roger that. Now, that comes to that. People should realize that when you pick up arms, no matter where you're fighting, quote-unquote laws of armed conflict, you're fighting in a region. That makes you an enemy combatant. So if you're conducting operations, let's say, in the basement of a school or in a hospital, you're being treated in a hospital, you're technically a combatant still. So people, I'm not saying that everything's justified. I don't agree with everything that the Russian Federation's done. But Ms. Denise is right on the mark, in my opinion, I'm sure others, regarding paying attention to Solomon Islands, the special operations training forces, and immediate interdiction on the Russian Federation. Thanks, sir. Thanks, ma'am. Simplify.
All right. Thanks very much, Eric. Okay. Interesting points.
Well, China has already signed a memorandum of understanding with the Solomon Islands leader, and the Solomon Islands are being used already for a large-scale military buildup. It is a hub for Chinese warships. There's military police there, and so the citizens there in the Solomon Islands and their largest island are trying to get rid of this cat, Sogavery, I guess his name is, but there's an attempted coup to go on because the Solomon Islands don't want to be under the purview of China. So I guarantee you that the Biden administration, there are some that are paying attention in the Biden administration, but the Biden White House is not, because the Biden White House is compromised already by China, and we know that if for nothing else, it just goes through the Biden family laptops, as I like to call them. We have a group of, I don't know how large it is, I think I do, but I can't put that number out there, of Ukrainians here in the United States that are actually being trained by our special forces to be somewhat like the Wagner group, more like Spetsnaz. And that training is about to be completed, and they're about to be flown back into Ukraine. My point is that we've known about the Wagner group, at least I have, for years and years and years. By the way, it is funded by one of Putin's oligarchs, but Polarinsky or whatever the heck his name is. But anyway, my point is that we all knew that Russia was going to invade Ukraine. Why do you think we had our Florida National Guard pulled out of Ukraine in January from that military base that got hit that's so near the Poland border, whatever the name of it was? We knew this. And so the special forces that are being trained, or I'm air quoting special forces that are about to be sent back to Ukraine, that should have been done last year. I mean, we all knew that the Wagner Group, even if it didn't exist or they weren't dispatched, you still had the Spetsnaz. Now, Putin is sending in what is known as the Butcher of Syria.
Yes, he is.
to be the new general commanding officer. Well, let me tell you something. This cat has been in the Donbass region all along.
Yep.
And when Biden says a small incursion, the small incursion occurred in 2014 and has been going on ever since. Let's not forget Crimea, and let's not forget the constant battle that has been going on where Ukraine has lost 14,000 Ukrainians in the Donbass region. So the whole thing stinks actually worse on paper than Afghanistan does as far as leadership. And, you know, military tactics. I know there are some at the Pentagon that get it, but I know that there are some at the Pentagon that get it and ignore it, and they're telling the Biden White House exactly. I mean, can you about imagine what the presidential daily briefings should be saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what in the world is Bill Barnes telling, who's the director of the CIA, and I say that loosely, what in the world is he telling this White House? You know, what is he trying to tell the White House? Is it getting scrubbed? And then you have Sullivan, who gets on the Sunday morning talk shows and tries to explain away why the Prime Minister of Britain has the guts and the courage to fly to Kyiv, have these meetings, and walk the streets of Kyiv on, you know, worldwide TV, showing his how resolute he is to stand by Ukraine. And what did our president do? Well, he sits in the, you know, Jake Sullivan says, well, you know, he works and pulls the levers of the other world leaders every day, and he's in the Situation Room every day. Big deal.
Now let's change gears a little bit. The New York Times. They say that there's a Democratic backlash to the Title 42 repeal, and it shows the anxiety of what the migrant influx would mean politically. Not all the Democrats are on board with getting rid of Title 42.
Look, some of these moderate Democrats are panicked in the House side and on the Senate side over Title 42, and they should be. And so some of them have actually gotten together, and if Title 42 does go away at the end of May, there's another plan that they're coming up with that's just pretty feeble to give Biden an out, an off-ramp.
Okay, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. I imagine we may be talking about some of the same stuff. Have a good day, and I'll be right back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is planning to speak to the leader of India on Monday. He's expected to ask the Prime Minister to take a hard line against Russia over its war in Ukraine. India has taken a neutral stance on the war and continues to purchase energy from Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration continues to support Ukraine's defensive needs.
Assessing, reviewing every single day the requests from the Ukrainian military and Ukrainian leadership.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says simply supplying Ukraine doesn't go far enough.
We want the Ukrainians to win, to defeat the Russians.
Both appeared on Fox News Sunday. During a traditional mass in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis asked people to pray for Ukraine. He denounced the violence, asking for an Easter truce. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our Monday morning report on the military and veterans news going on around the country and around the world. Now, this is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, and you can find out more about them by going online, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses from which they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the way that you do that is to go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But when you get there, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And what you'll find out is they have two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at, Tampa Bay, Florida. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you got those two campuses to choose from. And in 14 months, you will finish the process and become a certified aviation maintenance technician and be well on your way to having a very successful financial and business career that you won't regret. Now, the one thing that I know about the National Aviation Academy is that their people are always in demand. Always in demand because of the training and the reputation that their school has. And they've been around a number of years. So that being said, check them out. Ask to take the tour. Give them a call, 800-659-2080, and you will be glad you did. Now, it appears, and I can't say this with certainty, it appears, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, he said that Russian President Vladimir Putin has probably given up on trying to capture the capital city of Kiev, as Russia has shifted its focus to the eastern and southern Ukraine. Well, that might be the case for the moment, but is it going to stay that way? And I say no. I think he's still got his eyes set on all of Ukraine, but he's going to go back and take what he thinks he can take to begin with, which he may or may not, and then go from there. Now, while the U.S. Navy is steaming full speed ahead in developing unmanned surface and undersea drones to augment the future fleet, the information technology and artificial intelligence that will drive these platforms remains a work in progress. As the U.S. Navy's unmanned vessel plans, according to a watchdog agency, need improvement. And that's apparently what they're doing right now. Now, we got a report earlier that said two service members have been treated and returned to duty in Syria. That report is actually four U.S. troops were injured in a rocket attack on a base in Syria. They've since returned to duty. Now, the Department of Defense is seeking a huge jump in its budget for hypersonic test facilities. The Pentagon's fiscal 2023 budget request includes a huge jump for hypersonic weapons, testing, and facilities, something that the defense industry has sought for quite a while, and I guess now they figure that it's the time to do it. So we'll soon know. We'll soon know. Also, the Army's old guard and their horses in particular have suffered poor living conditions. This after two of the old guard's horses recently died. One of them reportedly had 44 pounds of gravel and sand in his stomach. Good Lord. That's not healthy at any time to anybody or anything. Now, Romania, and we talked about this earlier in the program, but Romania has now asked NATO for permanent U.S. presence, including air policing, to deter Russia. Now, NATO Air Command pivoted quickly when Russia invaded Ukraine, deploying U.S. assets to conduct enhanced air policing in the Black Sea region, where years of investment are now bearing fruit. But Romanian defense officials say that the deterrence mission must change to a permanent defense mission to prevent future Russian aggression. I'm not sure that we're ready to do that, but at least they asked, I guess. Now, the European Commission chief and the EU's top diplomat will meet Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky in Kiev in order to offer financial and moral support in a capital gradually reawakening after Russian forces withdrew from its outskirts. We'll see what happens there. Now, you heard about Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, rather, who argued that landmines have been critical for Ukrainian forces' success against Russian armored vehicles. Nice work if you can get it. By the way, the United States will send new weapon systems to Ukraine, Washington's top diplomat said, after NATO foreign ministers agreed to accelerate arms deliveries in response to Russia's invasion. Now, Belarus citizens and Russian citizens are joining the military in Ukraine, hoping for freedom at home. Belarusian battalions that are now in the Ukrainian army have already fought against Russian forces near Kiev. The second stop is going to be Belarus. We'll see how that works out. By the way, more than 30 people were killed and over 100 were wounded in a Russian rocket strike. That's been confirmed, of course, which was over in eastern Ukraine on Friday, as civilians try to evacuate to safer parts of the country. What a shame. Now, the Iraqi Quds Force should stay on the U.S. terrorist list, according to a top general. Reason being is the United States top general said that he does not support removing Iran's elite Quds Force from the Washington list of foreign terrorist organizations, an apparent key demand that Tehran wants to revive the multinational nuclear deal. Big mistake if we take them off that list. Now, U.S. prosecutors also say that the alleged Yakuza boss planned to sell missiles to the Myanmar rebels. U.S. authorities have arrested the alleged leader of a Japanese crime syndicate on charges of plotting to distribute drugs in the United States and purchase weapons, including U.S.-made surface-to-air missiles, according to prosecutors who made that information known over the weekend. Now, the Department of Defense is seeking $100 million for a Valley of Death bridge that was found. The Pentagon is asking Congress for another $100 million to help innovation small businesses get their cutting-edge weapons into the hands of troops. The head of the research and development company said so, and they're getting started on it as we speak. We'll have to wait and see what that's all about. Okay, folks, coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle. And my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and comes now standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too. Don't forget that your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, here's the deal, folks. They're 30 minutes from downtown Tampa. 30 minutes, and they might be a little bit further than that from downtown St. Pete, depending on how you get up there. But you can find them easy enough, and I'm telling you, it's worth the drive. It's worth the drive. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
Tiger Woods yesterday played a little golf, right?
Yeah.
First time in a while. And in the meantime, he had an auction where he sold some of his irons for more than $5 million.
Wow. Was there a purpose behind the auction? Did the proceeds go in somewhere? How'd that work?
There was some charity that he got. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good. Hey, listen, people got some money to throw around. The whole nostalgia business and whatnot is booming, and seeing him come back up was probably a good time. People, getting a little excited that people have money to throw around, I guess, to throw some money at something. And I think if there's a charity, I think it's a tax deduction too.
Yeah,
so I think if they bid on that, you win. You also get a deduction for that.
Right, absolutely. Now, did you hear that Iran imposed sanctions on Rudy Giuliani and 23 other Americans as the nuclear talks have now stalled?
Well, I mean, that's all well and good. I don't think Rudy's planning on going on vacation to Tehran anytime soon. So, what good is it going to do? Does he have any bank accounts? I doubt it. So, I mean, I think it's silly.
Now, we're hearing reports. I don't know where these are coming from being leaked, but we are getting reports that are being put out there in the news feeds that the laptop emails point to Hunter Biden using his dad, Joe, to promote his friends, and that's how some of this money was changing hands back and forth.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get to the bottom of all of this, but I'm going to be honest with you, man, I just don't, I mean, I think that they might. It will make the news for maybe, a 24, maybe 48-hour news cycle, and then it'll go away, like most things that happen with our rich and powerful families here, the connected ones in Washington, D.C. This is obviously as crooked as the eye could see. Does it surprise me that people in positions of power are using nepotism and using allowing their kids to get hooked up on all sorts of, fancy deals that nobody else would even come close to be able to getting. I mean, it's not even, there's any sort of reality with some of the things that Hunter was doing. No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I think this is kind of what they do.
Now, we have a number of people out there. Americans are having a tough time of trying to make it, and they're cutting back on groceries to buy gas to get to work.
Some of the staple stuff has been cut back. Not to mention, people are kind of shopping a little bit different. There was, as you mentioned this last week, what people are buying at the grocery store. People now going to more generic brands than they had in the past. And looking for the deals that are out there. It's a hit. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, the cost of food is it's skyrocketing. I'm actually helping out. I usually don't, I pay the bills. I usually don't, I'm not involved in it. But we're having a big Easter bash here, actually, for Greek Easter, which is a couple weeks away. My wife and I'm looking at the cost of some of the things that we need to buy. I'm blown away at how expensive everything's gotten.
Oh, yeah. And I can just only begin to imagine that the Amazon labor leader is eyeing a national push of unionizing Amazon after they won in Staten Island in New York. Now, I heard a rumor yesterday that they were all packed up and ready to come to Florida and other states in the South.
Listen, if the workers decide that that's the direction they want to go, I guess they could go ahead and do that. I mean, Amazon, it's got pretty darn good starting wages there. They offer some pretty great benefits. For rent to leave, there's a myriad of things that they offer. So it's not like that they're, being harsh to their workers by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, I look at these things and I'm blown away, saying, these are, starting, factory warehouse jobs at over $15 an hour plus health insurance plus, all this stuff. I don't know how much more they're going to be able to ask for there. I mean, it's the job market today is extraordinary. I mean, we talked last week. I mean, truck drivers starting out at over $100,000 a year at Walmart. I mean, so there's a lot of opportunity out there.
Now, Walgreens is starting to ration baby formula as a shortage of baby formula is worsening.
Yeah, I didn't get to dive into that article yet. I heard about this yesterday. Interesting that they're starting to do it. I haven't. They still have those big baby stores, big box ones like Bye Bye Baby or whatever they have out there. I wonder if they're doing the same thing. I don't know. I got to look into that story a little bit, greater than that. Maybe it's in certain areas of the country. Who knows? Maybe there's also they're shortening up because they're afraid people are going to start, buying up too much of it, rationing it. You know what I'm saying? And stockpiling it unnecessarily. So who knows?
Now, do you remember when Warner Brothers merged with the Discovery Channel?
Yes.
Well, that merger is now complete.
Yeah, and actually, Discovery's running the show, and they're going to be instituting some changes here, and it kind of encompasses HBO and all of these properties. It's just been a great wave of consolidation now, the way things are running when it comes to media, simply because, saying content is key. You have to have content. And, the various different properties have been bought up, from Amazon buying MGM to, in this case, Discovery and Warner getting together. I'm curious to, what Discovery is going to do to expand their offerings as far as this model is concerned.
Now, we heard from Mike Pompeo yesterday that the ultimate goal, it seems to be, for Russia is to cut Ukraine oil from the Black Sea going to the Ukraine, that may be Putin's next move.
Well, yeah, if Putin can cut off certain areas of the country and actually even cut off access to the Black Sea and the water, it's going to really hurt whatever remains of Ukraine. He's also going in and seizing a lot of areas where there's energy production, that's where he looks to seize. And it would be a boon for Russia. It would really cripple the overall economy of Ukraine if he's successful in that.
Yeah, that's in the Donbass region. We'll have to see what happens there. And, of course, when you talk about all the different things that are going on, of course, we have to keep our eyes on the prize there because you've got all these weapons that are going into the Ukraine right now, and some of them are heavy weapons extraordinaire that are going in there now.
Well, I heard about this major convoy that was supposedly just some 8-mile convoy.
Right. A Russian convoy.
Now that you're getting upon Easter, whether or not that there's going to be a truce, but whether or not that truce is, that time is being used to basically allow Russia to regroup. I mean, there's a lot of things that should factor in right now.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there. Check it out. See what he has to offer. And I'll be back with Frank Salvato right after this.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.